And that's not me creaking either. It's not me creaking at all. Come on. That was Runaway Train from Andrew Swift, which seems kind of apt at the moment with what's happening in the world and a certain thing. On the phone, I have the fabulous Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy. Good morning to you.
Morning, Susan. Morning to all the listeners. How many days have we been doing this lockdown now for? It feels like we've been going for weeks now.
11 to 15.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
I'm not affected.
Yeah, I'm all good.
I don't know. I actually feel like I've been in lockdown, though, since last year. Because all my study last year went online. So I was home all the time doing that. And then I didn't have a job. So I really didn't have a reason to leave the house except to take, you know, a supermarket run and take the dog for a walk.
Yep.
And then even with my job, I can work from home. So I kind of feel like I've been in lockdown for 18 months.
I'm the other way. I'm out every day.
Yeah.
Like 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just.
This would be really hard for you right now in lots of ways.
Yeah. So, it's not hard for me. It'd be all right. And, you know, so there's a lot of people out there. We just got to do this, people. That's
we
what
do.
We have to do.
Exactly.
You know, we have to do if we feel sick. We've got to go and get the thing. And, you know, I've had it. I've had the test done.
It doesn't hurt. It feels awkward, but it's only for a couple of seconds as well.
Exactly. You know. Right. Do you know what? Between that and a prostate exam, I'll take the thing up the nose. It's far easier. So men out there, harden up, go and get it done. So,
we girls have already experienced something akin to the prostate exam.
Oh, let's move on to the stuff now. This is called talking medical.
Talking.
Susan and Richard.
Yes. We can have pseudonyms, Gladys and Gordon. So, Gordon, how's your prostate today?
Oh, no.
Anyway,
if you haven't had breakfast, I apologise.
Yes, me too. What are we talking about this morning?
Now, got a fashion tip for you.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Now, during lockdown, right, a lot of people are going out. If you put on black sunglasses, a black mask over your face as well, and a black beanie, it looks like you're robbing the bank, people. I wouldn't go look and do that, all right? You look like a criminal.
Yeah. All right.
That's my fashion tip.
That's your fashion tip. I thought it was going to be like, you know, be careful with your tracksuit pants because, you know, if you jump on the couch, you'll give yourself a wedgie. I mean, you know.
I did go for a run yesterday morning, and you know, some people, you need to buy new tracksuit pants, people. Seriously, you do.
There'll be a online tracky duck sale happening during lockdown.
Grey, Susan, you know, that light grey is not the best idea for tracksuit pants when you run through water and it splashes up. So, be quite honest, it looks like you wet yourself, people. It really does. So,
all those guys running around with light grey sweatpants and jumping in puddles. I mean, really.
No, you don't do that, people. You know, you're going to jump in a puddle, have black tracksuit pants on. Yeah, good heavens. People, if they want to get hold of me after lockdown, I'll put all the details up on my site, Susan. I'll just get that plug in right now.
Oh, sure. Because we've got to keep supporting local people, don't we, all the time. It's important
to do that.
Support local, and that keeps the local economy going.
But I'm taking lots of phone calls from people, trying to help people with phone calls where I can, and then, you know, we're taking appointments for when after the lockdown as well. So,
that's fantastic, Richard. That's wonderful that you can still do that and that you are still doing that. So, no, terrific. So what about our internet at the moment?
It's going to take a hammering at home. At the moment, during lockdown, it took, you know, every time we've done this, it takes a real hammering out there as well. If your internet connection goes down, turn the router off.
Yeah.
Walk away. Make a cup of tea. Have a coffee. Don't drink this early in the morning as well. Come back to the router. Turn it on. Watch all the lights that come on as well and see if all the lights have come on, you know, for your internet connection. If they haven't come on, such as, you know, your internet light on there as well means the line is down. It's been raining. It's going to rain today.
Yeah.
I think we'll lose some internet connections out there as well. Then you've got to ring the call centre as well. Be nice to them. They are taking an absolute hammering at the moment, and you get far more results out of being nice when you call, when you ring call centres than you do out of saying, it's all your fault that my internet connection's gone down. I need it to work from home. Rah, 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 rah. You know, they don't need to hear that.
No, Be nice to them. They don't.
Yeah.
Do you think that, Richard, that all this gear that we've been sold over the years to bring us into the IT age has actually failed in its, I wouldn't go as far as to say duty of care, but to teach us how what to do, the troubleshooting particularly with things?
Oh, it's too hard for people now. Yeah, I think the industry, so a lot of people, it's far too hard for them as well to go along because there are so many different variables as to why my internet connection dies.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it might, you know, if people were a little less ignorant about things, that, you know, the first step would be, you know, well, I guess the perfect line is from the IT crowd, turn it off and on again.
Exactly right. You know? That's my number one tip if things aren't working.
Yeah.
Turn the thing off, turn it back on again.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know, people go along and go, you know, oh, my internet connection doesn't work properly. Let's go back to 1998, people, when you had to try and hook up to the internet for the first time. Here, good luck. It was a pain, literal pain to go along and do that, and I think a lot of people have forgotten how bad it was.
Yeah, I remember dial-up. That was really that was horrible. Yeah. Sometimes it didn't work. You had to try it five times to get it to work. So, yeah, we actually do have it quite lucky these days, really,
don't we? We've forgotten how bad it is. You know, if you're on NBN, I hate to say, you've forgotten how bad ADSL was.
Yeah.
You know, you've forgotten how bad dial-up was.
Yeah.
You really have.
Yeah.
And it goes down for half an hour and people go, oh, my God, what am I going to do, for it?
We become so dependent on things.
And we have.
You know, these things. One of the other things, too, is that some of the streaming services, you can actually download. You can actually, you know, so if you're worried about the power going off and you watch, you know, a streaming service where you can download some files, download them first. Get ready. Charge everything up in case there's a power outage. And,
Netflix, Amazon, away you go. You can download so much stuff on there as well.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And what's next on our agenda, Mr. Pesco?
People are talking about subscriptions a lot at the moment. So, you know, make sure you know what you've actually subscribed to, because a lot of these subscriptions, they come out once a year or, I've got to say, once a month as well on your credit card statement. And there are so many of them now that we go along and do. So, you know, it pays you to keep a list, you know, of all of these subscription services, because we've got Apple, we've got Google, we've got Microsoft, we've got Netflix, we've got Disney Plus, we've got Stan, we've got Binge, we've got Amazon. The list goes on and on. So, you know, keep a list, people, at the moment. It's an ideal time for you to do it. You're stuck at home as well. You really
do some
are.
IT maintenance.
Yeah, a bit of IT maintenance. Mm. You know, and for things you've subscribed to on your iPhone as well, if you go into your profile on there as well, you can see the apps that you've subscribed to on your phone and that you might be paying for as well on your phone. So have a look at what you're doing. You can also unsubscribe through your iPhone for those things as well. But look at what you're signing up for sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I really do. I mean, and I do. I check and see every so often. Once I've found out where it was on my phone.
Yeah, but I get people ring me and go, I've got to charge you for Microsoft for $99. I don't understand why I've got it. Well, you know, that's your Office subscription from last year.
Yes.
Oh, do I have to pay for it again? You do. Yes.
Because some people haven't realised that whilst it comes through the internet, it's not the same as the box with the disc in it, the one-off payment. Nah. It's a subscription. You're paying every time interval that's set. You're paying for it. Yeah.
And it's far, I'm going to say, far better than the box subscription on Office. Because what happens is that it's you are linking it to your Microsoft account.
Yeah.
And what happens is if the computer blows up tomorrow, you can go and get another computer, lock onto your Microsoft account, and just re-download it.
Yep, and there it all is.
They know you own it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good, isn't it? All right, next subject.
Emails.
Uh-huh.
And I had three phone calls yesterday about people with email problems on there as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, know your settings on there, people. If you were with Adam or iiNet, if you were Telstra, you know, all of those different settings, if you go to their websites, All the settings are there for you. Also, know your email password as well. It's one of the great things on there, so that if something goes wrong, and at the moment, if your email works in the morning and it stops working in the afternoon, it's nothing's changed on your computer. It's at their end. You've got to leave the thing alone, not start playing with it and putting in new settings and everything like that because it went down for an hour. Emails go down occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of the things that just happens. If your internet connection is too slow going out, so upload, emails don't work properly. So they can come in, but they don't go out. And you get an error message on there. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong. That's where you go back and restart your router and do all those sort of things as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it works today, it's going to work tomorrow, people. Stop playing with it.
Yes. I think that goes back to the ignorance factor too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ignorance and the fear that they're going to miss out, perhaps.
Oh, it is. You know, somebody saying, yes, sir, you know, I've got, they come into my computer, but they don't come into my phone, but I can send them from another device. And I say, you know, leave everything alone. You play with all the settings. And you say, well, yeah, go back to basics. You might have to reload all those accounts. And remember, you know, if you've got an Android phone or an iPhone, you're going to get more junk on it, more junk emails than you would on your computer using Outlook, let's say, because we've got junk email filtering turned on our computer in Outlook.
Yeah.
On a phone, there's no junk email filtering. It just comes in.
Oh, well, there you go. That's another interesting thing to learn today.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
That's all right.
So then your number one recommended tip then for when things aren't working, you...
restart it.
Yeah.
Every single time, people, restart. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, shut it down and restart it every single time. It should be doing that on a regular basis.
Do people understand, though, that a restart is different to just switching it off?
I had somebody the other week who thought restart, shutting down the computer was turning the monitor off.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I turn it off all the time. So,
yeah.
No, you don't. That's not turning it off. That's just closing the monitor down. The monitor's still going. So,
but you know what? Years ago, I would have thought exactly the same thing.
You would, but you've been skilled up a bit now.
Well,
too,
I am.
Right. Yes.
I am, but with my first computer, I actually blew up the hard drive, the motherboard, everything, because I didn't realise you were supposed to turn it off. Because I thought, right, seriously, I thought if the monitor was off, like as in, you know, not that it went to sleep, that nothing was working in the computer, and and I got laughed at. So yeah, very encouraging. My first computer, and being laughed at by an IT professional. Never mind. Let's move on.
That's it.
What's our next subject? We're moving on to the fruit now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So, you know, Apple products, why do they start with an I? It's just a question from the past for people. So a lot of people don't know this. So the iPhone, the iPad, the old iPods out there as well. We go back to 1998 when Apple introduced its first I product, the iMac as well. So Steve Jobs got up there. God, I miss him presenting. He was just so good at presenting things and doing all those things. It was very, very good. So the internet was just exploding in popularity, and it was becoming the number one point of selling computers. So Apple made the iMac easier to connect to the internet than its opposition out there as well. Far easier. So the internet was, you know, was the Mac's greatest selling point on there as well. So that's why it starts with an I.
For internet, and iMac, saying that, hey, we get you on there quicker.
We get you on there. Because back then, again, if you had to hook up a Windows computer, good luck, because it was a hard job to do.
I just wish I'd known about Macs back then. Never mind. So, Richard, I've heard on the grapevine that you're not a big fan of Android tablets.
No, they're getting worse out there, people.
They
really are. So, you know, the only one I'll probably buy if I had to was a Samsung.
Okay.
Out there as well. There's a lot of cheap ones out there which are terrible to use. I was using a Lenovo the other day. Absolutely shocking. It was terrible. I was going, it's very slow, and I went, it is. How much did you pay for it? $98. I said, you've answered your own question.
Yeah, $98.
It's absolutely
you get what you pay for.
You know, I would call it worse, but,
It's all right. You're right. Exactly.
We can't do that. So, I'm not a big fan of them. If you're using them, great. I think there's a poor selection of Android tablets out there now. Google used to make tablets. Google don't make tablets anymore, and I think that's a real sign. They make Android out there as well, but they don't make tablets. There's terrible Android update support as well. They're normally one to two versions behind and have got no hope of actually ever getting the updates for the operating system on there as well. And if you buy one of the cheap ones, you can be three versions of Android behind. And people go, but they work, Richard. I understand they work. Got to let you know, they're not an iPad.
No.
The iPad is much, much better. And really, it's daylight is second when it comes to sales with the iPad. Yeah. It really is. Before you come to anything that's getting close to it as well. If
and
you want
security
a game,
as well?
Sorry?
And for security, the iPad's superior?
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Apple are the number one thing, the number one platform at the moment to keep you secure. So, we've got bigger phone screens now, Susan, as well, which means smaller tablets. They're a bit pointless out there as well. And, we've got e-readers like the Kindle as well, which are far better for reading books out there as well. There is a nursing home in Adelaide that's loaning out Kindles to their residents.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Which I think is really, really good on there as well. People go, but I don't want to read an electronic book. If you've never done it on a Kindle, go into a shop, have a look, because a lot of people are doing it now. So, So unless you've got a specific reason for buying a tablet, you might not bother anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, Richard, so what are you doing today?
If the rain stops, I might go for a run.
Yeah.
As well, then I will come back and do not much.
Not much. Yeah.
Yeah. Answer phone calls.
Just be there if people need some help with stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So yes, everyone. This has been Richard Pascoe this morning for his lockdown special.
And which we all hope is ended next week.
Yeah, we hope. But anyway, we'll just have to take it one 11-ty moment after another, hey?
Yeah, we will.
And where can people find you if they want to book in with you?
Head over to adelaidetechguy.com.au.
Thanks, Richard. You have a great rest of the day. And we'll catch up again hopefully next week.
Is it too early to drink yet?
Well, it's a lockdown. I think anything goes, really. Some of the stuff I've seen on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Because, you get on Facebook now, people. Some people are putting up some hilarious things
there
on
some
Facebook.
Very funny things to try and help keep us cheerful. And I'm going to do that this morning with some more music, hopefully some more boppy music for everybody. Thanks for your time this morning, Richard. You take care.
No worries. See you, Susan.
Bye.
Bye.